Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A 40-year-old Juneau woman allegedly stabbed a man during a domestic dispute in an apartment on Gastineau Avenue. According to Juneau police, someone called 911 at about 3 o'clock Saturday morning, reporting that someone may have been stabbed during a physical disturbance between neighbors at a residence in the 300 block of Gastineau. Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell says when officers arrived, they found Melanie Whalen and the 28-year-old Juneau man, who was suffering from serious stab wounds to his torso and left arm. Capital City Fire Rescue transported him to the hospital. A knife believed to have been used in the assault was located inside the residence. Whalen was arrested for felony first-degree assault in the incident, and she's being held without bail at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. A standoff with an armed suspect Thursday in the 3000 block of Tongass Boulevard ended with Juneau police standing down. The suspect eventually was arrested the next day. According to police, officers contacted 24-year-old James Urbanek outside his residence to tell him that he had an outstanding warrant. Police say Urbanek unzipped his jacket, drew a handgun, and then fled into his home. Additional officers arrived to the area, secured the residence, and then were stationed outside for about 3 hours. Campbell says no shots were fired during the incident. According to police, because there wasn't any danger to the public and because the warrant was such a low dollar amount, officers stood down and left. Police then returned the next day. Urbanek was spotted Friday afternoon near Mendenhall Mall, but left the area on foot. Police later contacted him near Mendenhall Loop Road and Nancy Street, where he was arrested. He faces charges of 2 felony counts of assault on an officer, a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest, and the original $100 police warrant. He's currently being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. And in Hawaii, there have been 10 ocean-related deaths in Maui waters since January 1st. Maui News reports that 9 of those deaths happened last month and all appear to be random. The most recent death came Saturday morning when an 80-year-old Homer, Alaska man was found dead while snorkeling. Fire Services Chief Edward Tamoto says the victims have all been men ages 50 and older. 8 of the victims were visitors, while 2 were Maui residents. Daniel Galanis, an epidemiologist with the Hawaii Department of Health, says 9 deaths over a 2-week period in January is an extreme total. Galanis says he hopes to do a formal analysis of the deaths. Weather forecast calls for cloudy skies for today. Winds out of the northeast to about 15 miles per hour for downtown Juneau and Douglas, and a chance of snow, about 1 inch of accumulation of snow expected for tomorrow, with temperatures between 25 and 35 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.